Much grain now is falling ungathered, while many stand idle and wait. The harvest time soon will be ended, for garnering then 'tis too late. O soul, prove thy love to the Savior, for what he has done unto thee, by sending the tidings of mercy to lost ones o'er land and o'er sea. They perish, they perish, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
Good morning. It is with a grateful and thankful heart that I come your way once again by means of radio. I hope that today finds each of you pressing toward the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, and that you are not moved by the trials and persecutions which the Lord allows to come your way. Before I get into this message, may I share with you this letter from Sister Fern Stubblefield. Quote, I trust this finds you well and encouraged to press the battle on. Truly, this is a battle, but when we are on the Lord's side, we have all heaven with us. Sometime back, when desiring to draw closer to the Lord, I inquired of him how I could do so. He brought this thought to me: accept everything from my hand. He doesn't originate everything that comes our way. The devil has a hand in many things, but he does permit it. Nothing can touch our lives without his divine permission when we are truly his children. When it's the devil rubbing us with a trial and we wholeheartedly accept it from God, he can bless it to our good and we can shine more brightly. May the dear Lord bless your labors for him. The broadcast have been blessing my soul. The poem in one of the recent papers was so good. Out of this life I shall never take things of silver and gold I make. May the Lord of the harvest bless your effort and direct you in right paths. Sister Fern Stubblefield. Thank you, Sister Fern. I appreciate those encouraging words. I hope you will be listening to this broadcast. Now, in continuing the text from the previous broadcast, let me give it to you once again. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God. On them which fail, severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shalt be cut off. Romans 11:22. Now, for this time, I'm dealing specifically with the severity of God, or in other words, God's wrath. Who of us can tell the judgments which God shall bring against those who knowingly and willingly transgress his commandments? God is under no obligation to have mercy upon them at all. They have spurned the love of God. They have disregarded his pleadings and his dealings with them. In James 2:13 we find this verse, "For he shall have judgment without mercy that has shewed no mercy, and mercy rejoiceth against judgment." Listen to this solemn warning from the 5th chapter of Isaiah. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore is the anger of the Lord kindled against his people, and he hath stretched forth his hand against them, and hath smitten them, and the hills did tremble, and their carcasses were torn in the midst of the streets. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Isaiah 5:20-25. Friends, Do you know that it is a dangerous thing to trifle with God? Some folks speak of His name as a joke or in a profane manner. Listen to this warning from the first chapter of Romans, beginning with verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. I say it is time for folks to flee from the wrath to come. Sinners should awake to righteousness and break off their sins and fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Do you remember King Saul, who stood head and shoulders above the other men of Israel? Do you remember how he was chosen to be the king and the people were so delighted that they had a king like other nations? For a while things went well with King Saul, but as the years came and went, he departed from the Lord. He failed to carry out the commandments of God. But listen to the words of King Saul as he greeted the prophet Samuel. Blessed be thou of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. You see, he pretended to have done that which he was commanded. But Samuel said, what meaneth then this blating of the sheep in mine ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? You see, there are some folks putting up quite a pretense of serving the Lord, but the evidence of their lives prove otherwise. From this moment on, King Saul was rejected, and God refused to work with him any longer. A new king was anointed, although Saul was still in the position of leadership. Do you remember his fateful ending? Shortly before his death, he even resorted to a witch who had a familiar spirit to seek her assistance and advice. Would you like to hear the account of the final ending of Saul? Then listen. And the battle went sore against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he was sore wounded of the archers. Then said Saul unto his armor-bearer, draw thy sword, and thrust me through therewith, lest these uncircumcised come and thrust me through and abuse me. But his armor-bearer would not, for he was sore afraid. Then Saul took a sword and fell upon it. And when his armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he fell likewise upon his sword and died with him. So Saul died, and his three sons and his armor-bearer and all his men that same day together. 1 Samuel 31:3-6. And now, this warning to the wicked. From 2 Thessalonians, the 2nd chapter, and beginning with verse 7. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Dear ones, I hope these warnings will be sufficient to cause the righteous to continue in the paths of righteousness, turning neither to the right nor to the left, and I hope it will awaken the evil who are dead in their trespasses and sins to come to repentance before it is too late. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, take the words of the Bible and carry them not only by the radio waves to the ears of the listeners, but accompany these words by the Holy Spirit into the innermost being of each heart, and may fruit abound to the glory of God, and thine shall be the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you, each one, for taking the time to listen. Do tune in again next Sunday at this same time on this same station for another broadcast of the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Your speaker is Willie Murphy. If you have enjoyed the message, I would be pleased to hear from you. Here's a song entitled, Where Could I Go? The singers are Bob and Doyle Forbes, Randall Flynn, Malvin Doolittle, and Dale Doolittle.
Living below in this whole sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation sore, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend.
Dear ones, let me assure you that you need a refuge in these days of trouble.
Neighbors are kind, I love them, everyone. We get along in sweet accord. But when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end, where could I go but to the Lord? Life here is grand, with friends I love so dear, comfort I get from God's own word. Yet when I face the chilling hand of death, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord?
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying may God's richest blessings be with each of you and a very cheerful goodbye.